Astronomers use giant telescopes to track the path of large asteroids traveling through space, the kind of massive objects that hit Earth 65 million years ago and wiped out the dinosaurs. But a team of Canadian and U.S. astronomers report they have found a way to track smaller asteroids using secret spy satellites. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports what they found is reassuring.
In 1908, a 150-foot asteroid blasted through the Earth's atmosphere over Siberia. The resulting shockwave flattened several hundred square miles of forest. Scientists feared that asteroids of this size could hit the Earth every 200 years. But now, a report in this week's scientific journal Nature reveals that smaller asteroids visit our atmosphere much less often, about every 1,000 years. Peter Brown is the study's author and an assistant professor of astronomy at the University of Western Ontario.
People had assumed that the Earth was hit about once a year by an object that released about the equivalent amount of energy as the Hiroshima explosion, about 20 kilotons of TNT equivalent. What we found is that number seems to be a bit high. It looks like we're hit once a year on average by something with about a quarter of that earlier amount. So that was a bit of a surprise.
Brown's team used data collected by spy satellites that were launched in the 1960s to observe nuclear weapons tests. Special sensors on these satellites look for bright flashes of energy, the kind given off by nuclear explosions and by asteroids burning up in the atmosphere. That's when asteroids become meteors. Ray Bamberry is director of the Near Earth Asteroid Tracking Project at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He says spy satellites are the only devices that can spot the smaller objects.
We look out with our telescopes, but these things look down on the surface of the Earth. And so they see these little streaks, and it wasn't long after they'd launched these things they began to realize that these weren't nuclear events. They were actually seeing large-class meteors.
Robert Jenneke, an astronomer at the University of Arizona, says Brown's work captures information about asteroids that could sneak into the atmosphere undetected.
We've measured the bigger things, but this is the first time we've ever sort of nailed this little region in between. I think it's important just to see that there's nothing odd going on.
Astronomers believe that we will not be hit by a deadly asteroid anytime soon. What's more worrisome is a different kind of threat. Given world tensions, some government official may look skyward and conclude that an asteroid blast is actually a nuclear attack. One such blast lit up the sky last June, causing concern among U.S. military officials. It came at a time when India and Pakistan were poised for a full-scale war. Again, Peter Brown.
You could imagine if there were a 20 or 50 kiloton airburst over, say, Middle Eastern countries right now. That could be misinterpreted by countries involved and could lead to all kinds of problems.
Defense officials are now asking Congress for new dual-use satellites that can tell the difference between weapons of war and blasts caused by these wandering space objects. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.